Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, we were talking about how God, through the Holy Spirit, inspired Paul to use the term, my little children. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The wrong thing usually inflates the ego, whereas the right or good thing makes the devil, the world, and the flesh want to attack. Why? Because it exalts God in His holiness and righteousness, and it rebukes the sin, the self of our lives. He said, not only when I am present with you, is to show that he was zealous together with them in righteousness when he was there. And he would not treat them one way when he was there and a different way when he was gone. He doesn't waver. Their wavering had divided them. The apostle will not exclude them as the Judaizers would. And so that takes us into verses 19 and 20. My little children, of whom I travail in birth, again until Christ be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Wow. So now he's exhorting them to be resolved not to waver. Verse 19 contains some contrast in order to help these people see the truth and then follow it with resolve. He says, my little children. Now, the Holy Spirit purposely instructs Paul to use the Greek word that would mean little children or toddlers. And he also uses the possessive my. He birthed them, so to speak, as seen in 1 Corinthians 4:15, where he says, for though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. See, the Judaizers were wanting to be their teachers, and what they were teaching them was false. They had not brought them to Christ. I find it interesting that in this verse that I just read, 1 Corinthians 4:15, the critical text changes the word children in our text. It says there again, verse 19, my little children. But the critical text, not that that our King James comes from, changes the word to mean child, showing that it would be a child as old as 12. And so he's trying to change the meaning. Now, that's the way the world works. That's the way Satan works. He's trying to change the meaning so that they're not seen as, you haven't got past the toddler stage. See, he travails in birth for them. What about the Judaizers? Well, verse 17. They want you to affect them. The pain in spirit that Paul feels for these people is likened to the pain of a body in childbirth. The pain is great, but the love of a mother is to birth the baby and she loves this child. Do we have that pain in our heart as we see the world about us on a speeding bullet train, heading towards a precipice, into the depths of hell? That's the pain for souls and for the glory of God who loves us so. For sound doctrine, which we all need. Again, I say we all need. That is really a powerful statement the Holy Spirit impressed upon Paul. Now we look again at verse 16, where he said, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" And we keep in mind 2 Corinthians 12:15, where he said, "And I will very gladly spend to be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved." And that's speaking of travail. Now, a pastor, by the faithful discharge of his duty to preach the truth, to preach the word as it is, to men as they are, must not forbear speaking the truth out of fear of losing friends and they becoming his enemy. He must not allow the fear of losing his position keep him from speaking the truth. If that does happen, he does not trust the Lord will take care of you. It is obvious that the Galatians are not mature yet. My friend, let me just say this. If you have a pastor or preacher that preaches the truth, don't try to judge whether or not he's doing it in love. You can't see his heart. But let me just say this. You encourage him to stick with the truth. And then as Christians, we've got to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 14, it says, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered." Why are they hard to be uttered? Because it's due to your spiritual immaturity. He says, "Seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, you've been saved long enough that you should have grown. You should have been walking with God." He said, "What time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness." Whoa, that is straight from the Holy Spirit of God. That is a powerful assessment from him. That all you can handle is the milk of the word, and you've been saved for a while. Whew. Wow, you're unskillful. "For he is a baby," adds. "But strong drink belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Wow. Knowing this, the Holy Spirit has Paul display the parental instinct for them. And this is to continue until Christ be formed in you. Now, did you hear that? That is to continue until Christ be formed in you. This, then, is the chief thing they're longing for. That is that Christ be formed in them. That should be our desire for ourselves, should it not? Christ formed in us and fellow believers. And we need to help our local church to get to that point. The word formed has the idea of an inner change by which they are matured in Christ. This thought is caught in the song, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Have Thine Own Way." And he says in that song, "Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting, yielded, and still." Paul preaches with an eye infirmity that is so bad just to look at him makes people sick. Job is filled with boils from head to toe that is sick to look at him. But they keep on. This is like the potter forming the clay in which Christ is the potter. And he forms these bodies of clay beginning in their innermost being until it permeates their entire being. And by the way, the vessel doesn't ask the potter, "Why did you make me this way?" Oh, yes, the apostle prayed 3 times, saying, "Lord, can you remove this thing from me? I know it's the messenger of Satan. Can you remove it from me?" And the Lord says, "No, my grace is sufficient for thee." And he found a new power, a new strength, and a new joy by letting Christ be his strength, allowing Christ to mold him and make him. Dr. David Sorensen, who has written a commentary on the entire Bible, tremendous, great job. In his commentary, though, he makes this following observation on this verse. He says, "This alludes to the full development of the embryo in the mother's womb prior to delivery." His analogy is simple. Even as a mother travails to deliver a full-term baby, he continued to travail over them until they reach spiritual maturity. Now, I want to add to what Dr. Sorensen has said that this is the ministry the Holy Spirit wants us as a local church to do. Just as a missionary must bring nationals to Christ and then to maturity before turning it over to them, we must learn that as new ones get saved, you just don't turn them out into the street. You follow up with baptism and then teaching them the word and teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. You can impact your community through Sunday school classes, distributing tracts, visitation, in order to reach them for Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks,
saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.